little rabbit was put into a sack with the old picture box and a lot of rubbish and carried out to the end of the garden behind the fowl house. That was a fine place to make a bonfire, only the gardener was too busy just then to attend to it. He had the potatoes to dig and the green peas to gather, but next morning he promised to come quite early and burn the whole lot. That night, the boy slept in a different bedroom, and he had a new bunny to sleep with him. It was a splendid bunny, all white plush with real glass eyes, but the boy was too excited to care very much about it. For tomorrow he was going to the seashore, and that in itself was such a wonderful thing that he could think of nothing else. And while the boy was asleep, the little rabbit lay among the old picture books in the corner behind the fowl house, and he felt very lonely. He was shivering a little, for he had always been used to sleeping in a nice warm bed. And by this time his coat had worn so thin and threadbare from hugging that it was no longer any protection to him. Nearby he could see the thicket of raspberry canes in whose shadow he had played with the boy on bygone mornings. He thought of those long sunlit hours in the garden. How happy they were. And a great sadness came over him. He seemed to see them all pass before him, each more beautiful than the other. The flower bed, the quiet evenings in the wood when he lay in the bracken and the little ants ran over his paws. The wonderful day when he first knew that he was real. And he thought of the skin horse, so wise and gentle, and all that he had told him. And a tear, a real tear, trickled down his little shabby velvet nose and fell to the ground. And then a wonderful thing happened. For where the tear had fallen grew a mysterious flower, not at all like any other that grew in the garden. It was so beautiful that the little rabbit forgot to cry and just sat there watching it. Then suddenly the blossom opened, and out stepped the loveliest fairy in the whole world. She came close to the little rabbit and gathered him up in her arms and kissed him on his velveteen nose that was all damp from crying. "Little rabbit, don't you know who I am?" The rabbit looked up at her, and it seemed to him that he had seen her face before, but he couldn't think where. "I am the nursery magic fairy. I take care of all the playthings that the children have loved. When they are old and worn out, and the children don't need them anymore, then I come and take them away with me and turn them into real." "Wasn't I real before?" "You were real to the boy, because he loved you. Now you shall be real to everyone."